He's gone. He's through.
So it ain't no cosmic. You have to understand that. Let's take it a little further. God put the Ruach in you and me. It's something warlike as far as an executive order. See, that's why you don't, that's why it irks you. You don't like, when you see injustice, when you see stuff going on that ain't right, it irks you. Even though you might not have a, you know, legal right to do anything about it, it messes with you. Because it's in you. Tell somebody, there's something in you. And that something is from God. That executive and administrative power is the seat of your emotions. It's the seat of your mental acts. It's the seat of your character. And it's your mind. That's how we are wired. All right? So I want you to see that. There's a warlike executive and administrative power and energy when God breathed into the man. That same Ruach came into us. You see, God's going to rule the earth through man. How many of your body will talk? I want to give you some of this before we get into this. Your body talks. Tell somebody, listen to your body. Amen. Your body will talk on either high or low frequencies. You know, the pain even is a sensory perceptor. You know, when you feel pain, you know, a lot of times you say, hey, recognize your body's talking to you. When you feel like you need something to eat or whatever, you know, rest. But When your body is vibrating on a higher frequency, you're sharper. You know, at the end of the day, when you put in a long day, and all you want to go home do is go home and eat and go to bed, get you some rest, you've become mentally fatigued. How many know you're not real sharp? Mentally, you're not sharp. You're not sharp emotionally. To all you husbands, beware. Because your wife, is it 10,000 words a day? 15,000. 15? Oh, women have 25,000 words per day. Men have 10,000. Sometimes you done had 12,000 words. And you come home tired and she only had 15,000. So she got 10,000 words she need to say to you, but you are emotionally drained. Tell the brother, beware. If you ain't listening, you better act like you listening. But see, when you get on that low frequency, you're not sharp. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I say it this way, fatigue can make a coward out of you. When you're really tired, you know, something normally you can just whiz on through and, you know, you got it. When you're real tired, it's like, hey, go ahead, man. Take my wallet. Go ahead, you know, whatever you want to do, man. You want the keys to the car? All right? But now when you're on a higher level, you're sharp mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You feel it because your thoughts send off vibration. Your feelings and your emotions are a result of your thinking. If you're not thinking right, if you're thinking sickness, if the dominant image of your mind is the sickness you are battling and not the image of the healing, then you will consistently struggle. But if you paint that image in your mind, get your thoughts in order as to what God said in His Word for your healing, and get it in your mouth, those thoughts and those words will begin to govern your feelings and your emotions. All of them have vibrations. See, in the material realm, let's just say this is material. And this is the demonstration from the other night. This is your emotion. Okay? You're on a high frequency. You got joy. You come to church. You can say amen. I got y'all. But you see, this is the material realm. This you don't see necessarily. You know, but when it goes into a material realm, it's going to take a geometry. In other words, vibrations produce geometry. When you come into this realm of reality, your vibrations are going to take on a form. If you came in here sad and defeated, unless the word, you know, flips the script and turns on the switch, you came in vibrating on a very low frequency. And so even though everybody else is shouting and praising God, you sitting back there like a bump on the log. Because the vibration that you are on is taking, and it's got a geometry in this material realm. Do you follow me? What you are thinking, your emotions, your feelings, all these sensory things that we don't see take on form in this realm. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. If it's a high frequency, where the Lord, I love to say it this way, the Lord doesn't suggest that you have joy. You know, it'd be nice if you had a little joy. Mm-mm. He commands. I'm telling you, it's a command, because if you don't choose joy, I'm not talking about always feeling good initially, but when you choose joy, it will produce a geometry in this realm. When you choose it consistently, it will start to infiltrate your feelings and your emotions, and then before you know it, you know what? The joy of the Lord is my strength. I came in here sad and beat down, but you know what? I made up in my mind. I start thinking on the, that's why the word says, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul starts to cry out. My feelings start to align. My emotions start to align. I start feeling better. It's got to follow how you think. It will follow. Understand, every one of your red blood cells holds memories. And sad but true, a lot of people are full of toxic memories. That's why their body won't act right. Say amen, lights. Amen. Everybody was quiet over here. I didn't hear a word over there at all. I said, that's why the body carries toxic stuff. The memories aren't just held in the brain. Every cell in your body holds good memory and bad memory. Toxic stuff. But thank God, the word. The word will divide the joint from the marrow. Amen. The spirit from the word will get, if you let enough of the word get down in you. How many know it says he sent his word and he healed them. Sometimes you don't need somebody to lay hands on you. Just keep receiving the word. Keep receiving the word. Keep receiving the word. See, when you say amen to the word, you're putting a seal on that. That's mine. I may not understand it all, but amen. 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 You letting the devil know? You letting all this out here know? I agree with the word. You need to agree. Not just give a mental consent. Tell somebody, open your big mouth. Open your mouth. Our whole body. I know there are, you know, as people age, things change. But it doesn't mean that you got to be overcome with sickness and disease that the Lord died for, that we might be healed. He took it upon himself. Now, you might have had the wrong formula up until now, but now change the formula. It's in your thoughts where it all starts. It's in your thoughts, not on contingent upon somebody giving you a break or hiring you on a job or doing this, that, or the other. It's in your thoughts. Because your thoughts, all this material takes on the form of your thoughts. Tell somebody, you got it like that. In the beginning, God, through the Ruach, put a warlike spirit in you. He knew he was going to put us down in here, and he knew there was an enemy lurking. He knew the enemy was lurking. He knew what the battle would be. But you know what? God has blessed you before you get into your battle. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. Come on, tell somebody else, the victory's already mine. Amen. Everything you need is already here. All you got to do is align your mind, get your mind right. The mind is the control center. As to what you allow to be released out of your spirit. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. And then in Ephesians 1 and 3, I believe the Lord said that God hath already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. So it doesn't matter what kind of battle you come up against. The Ruach is already there in you. The Lion of Judah is already there in you. The victory is already yours. Amen. You just have to engage your mind. Tell somebody, you made for this. Amen. Ain't nothing life can throw at you that you ain't made for. I should have got a, this should have been a roar that went up in here on that. I said, there ain't nothing that life, stop blaming people. Stop. Listen, you're either thinking thoughts that God gave you or you thinking thoughts that somebody else put on you. Take your pick. Amen. You better watch all those negative influences. People ain't never got nothing good to say to you. Every time you walk away from them, you're feeling heavy and discouraged and defeated. You better cut that off. That's toxic. That's poison. Amen. And you're letting it get into, that vibration is getting on you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
The children of God to endure and to fight.